For 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of Your Defending Fathers here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is the Macomb County Clerk and Register of Deeds in Macomb County, Michigan. Anthony Ferlini's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Trucker, how are you? Happy Halloween.
Yes, sir, absolutely. And it is going to be kind of fun tonight, but I'm going to be watching Game 6 of the World Series. I'm sorry, but it's do or die for the Dodgers, and I want to watch my baseball tonight. Hey, I wanted to ask you a couple of quick questions. Monday, campaign finance reports came out regarding candidates. And the main focus, of course, is on, you know, the governor's race and the U.S. Senate race. But they did also mention, you know, attorney generals and secretary of states of the candidates that have announced. And everybody texted me during the show when I was reading these numbers off, and they're like, why is the attorney generals and the secretary of state candidates so much lower than the governor's race and even the U.S. Senate race? And I want you, as a candidate, announced candidate for secretary of state, explain here in the real short couple of minutes here to start off with the difference between the secretary of state and the attorney general's races compared to statewide governor's races next year. And why is there such a big, huge disparity between the amount of money they've raised versus what you guys have raised?
Well, I think it even goes back to being a county clerk. There's not the same reach that you might have for, like, the executive's office would have with so many different areas. The Secretary of State's office deals with a very narrow, it's more administrative, it's more of a job, the Secretary of State's office, and so there's not the same reach. Now, the other thing is a lot of these guys have been at it for several months now, more than several months, raising money and being out there and reaching out to different special interest groups. You know, for me, I've only been in it for a few weeks when that campaign finance report came out, and I'm very proud of the numbers that we put up there in such a short time. And guess what? That's all grassroots. That's, if you look at mine, it's just the average person on the street. And that's a good thing. You know, that's kind of reach that we've had here.
Well, the other aspect of it, of course, is your campaign only is going to run really to become the candidate, if you will, until the endorsement convention, which is basically about 5 months away. These other guys have to campaign all the way to August for the primary and then, you know, prepared for a statewide November race. But your campaign really pretty much, as far as you being the candidate, you being the Republican nominee, is going to be over here just come March 28th.
March 28th, and you know, in our audience is the Republican delegates. So the Republican delegates are the ones that are going to determine who moves forward for the November election. And so it's a much more narrower audience that we're appealing to. And the events that we go to deal with delegates more than anything at this point in time.
Sure.
And it'll all change come March. Then we're going to be looking at the wider audience of the general population to win the November election.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is your very first election. And I want people to understand the demographics of what happened in Macomb County. Who was the county clerk at the time? Who did you run against? How much of a margin of victory did you win by in your very first election down there in Macomb County?
Yeah, so my first election was 5 years ago, and it was during COVID. And I ran against an incumbent, Fred Miller, who was a state representative. He was a county commissioner before that. And it was pretty much before that, Macomb County had been pretty blue, purplish blue, I would say. And we were able to win that election by about 1,500 votes. Now, applying all the good conservative Republican principles here, we were able to change that 4 years later. Last year, we won by 80,000 votes, which is a huge swing. And it just, I guess, a testament to the good work that we've done here in Macomb County.
Well, and again, I want to reiterate, the incumbent that you ran against was a Democrat. I just want to make sure that wasn't a Republican primary.
Yes.
That was actually going against the Democrat, correct?
Right, right. And that was the third time I won an election against an incumbent Democrat to get where I was at as a township supervisor and as a state rep. So I don't know. That's it's kind of interesting tidbits for my background of beating three incumbent Democrats to get where I'm at.
Now, one of the things that you mentioned is you implemented in your very first election, as soon as you got into office, you made some major changes in the office, the way you handled customer service, different paperwork, different issues that you have to deal with, but also you dealt with and made some major changes to the election process there in Macomb County.
Oh, yes. And some of it, you know, it took people by surprise. We were the first in the state to shut off the motor. When we saw that they were turned on from early in the morning till they transmitted, I thought, wait, this isn't what we were sold on. We were told it just turned on at 8 o'clock at night. So we shut those off. We're the first and only, I believe, to do a forensic audit of our county servers and what we had here. And that turned us on to other things. We turned on the tabulator scanning so we can easily FOIA the ballots and the results of those ballots here in Macomb County. And that was a huge thing. We trained over 700 election workers. We watermarked our ballots. And then when people didn't do what they were, we were the only office, I believe, that's actually been successful in prosecuting somebody that voted twice. So we are, you know, we have done many things, and that's why we won two national awards for our operational efficiency and innovation. You know, we have almost no wait times in our office. Voicemail was turned off because people don't like voicemail. We don't like voicemail. No matter what we do, let's answer the phone and give them answers. So we got a really good turnkey operation here. And I'd like to bring some of those reforms up to the state level that need to happen. We need to be better customer service oriented. We need to be able to give people answers real time, not leaving voicemails, because face it, you leave a voicemail, when they call you back, you don't know who's calling you. You could let it go to voicemail again, and it's just an ongoing thing. So this is something that's got to change in our society. We got to be a little bit more customer oriented. Secretary of State's office is about that, being a better steward to the constituents that we serve.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I think that people want, Anthony, more than anything, is they want to believe that the election is safe, secure, and that there's basically no cheating going on. You know, these qualified voter
sure.
files, you know, what have you done specifically in Macomb County that you plan to do at the state level if you become the next Secretary of State regarding, you know, qualified voter files, dead people who no longer live in the state of Michigan? Is there something that you can do at the state level, or is that something that needs to be done at the local level?
Well, it's one team, right? We're all one team. We got to get it happening. So here in Macomb County, actually, recently, we just looked at everybody over the age of 100. There was over 600 on our voting rolls. I said, all right, let's take a look at every one of these and see if they're still with us. Well, guess what? Over 300 were no longer with us for one reason or another, and we're going through the process of getting rid of them, and we're continually looking at this and saying, all right, who else doesn't belong on the voter rolls? We want to get them off of our rolls. We want to make sure that they're clean elections. We want to make sure all our tabulators are hash validated. So we want to make sure that nobody interferes on the tabulators, any kind of outside influence, whether it's people or the internet or whatever the case might be. And I think we've done a lot at the local level, but that's got to be brought to the state level, because that kind of energy has to be put forward to clean up the voter rolls and give confidence to everybody. And we got some program we're looking to initiate right now, which is going to give us incredible transparency, and it's going to let people be able to question the elections but get the information themselves without FOIAing the information. And you know, we're hopefully going to get that rolled out in the next few months, and it's going to be fantastic. I can let you know about the details later, but it is our goal is for complete transparency, so that people can see what happens from the very start to the very finish. How do the numbers get tallied, and did the tabulators tabulate them properly? And they're going to be able to look into all this all the way through the process.
Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, I know you're busy at work and a lot of things happening. Do you have your campaign website that you could share with folks if they want to go and learn more about Anthony Forlini for Secretary of State?
Yes, it's a simple website. It's my name, anthonyforlini.com. They can go there. We're certainly, you know, like you said, the Secretary of State's office doesn't have a lot of money being raised for that office, and we need as much help as we can get, and anybody that can or even help us get the word out. You know, let us know if you want to come endorse, if you want to come help. We got all the above ready to go at anthonyforlini.com, and our Facebook is Forlini for Us, and that's FOR US.
Oh, excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, we're going to get that information out with everybody, but again, I want to reiterate, this is something that your focus on the precinct delegates, the current precinct delegates that are duly elected right now, because they're the ones that are going to go to the county conventions, pick the delegates to go to the state endorsement convention, and I believe March 28th, and also that's down at the Novi showcase, I believe.
It is. It is.
Okay. Very
and it's
good.
Their Got job to put forward the best person that's going to win in November. So
and
that's what we're hoping for.
And actually, I think that is going to be a major part of this discussion, Anthony. You've ran and been elected to a state representative position, so you know how to raise money heading into November. I'm not so sure these other candidates have your background as far as being elected and how to raise money, which is going to be required for the November election.
And that kind of experience is going to help us get things done in Lansing, because not only do you have to perform and get that job done, and it's a big job, Secretary of State, but you need to know the legislators, you need to know how things work, and you need to know how to get things done, because I don't like these promulgated rules and whatnot that come out.
Yeah.
We should get the laws changed if that's what we want to do.
Amen. Absolutely. So, well, we appreciate you coming on the show today. Stay safe out there. Keep working hard and
thanks,
fighting
Trucker.
The good fight. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Take care.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's show here on this Friday. Monitoring a race for governor in New Jersey. And this is some of the same arguments I've been making about Michigan. Affordability. New Jersey is 49th out of 50 states when it comes to tax competitiveness. Highest property tax rates in the country and the highest corporate income tax in the country. Democrat governor candidate thinks all those taxes and the competitiveness of their state is okay. The Republican businessman is running to lower all of those tax rates, property taxes, corporate income tax, make the state more competitive to other states. Why? Because businesses shop around when they are deciding where to start a new business, where to relocate. Maybe they've been in California for years and now the taxes are too high. Well, what's happening is a lot of businesses and a lot of people are leaving the state of New Jersey. And at one point, only a month or two ago, the Democrat was leading over the Republican by basically 10 to 15 points, depending on the poll you were looking at. Well, guess what? They just did a poll yesterday. They came out with this. The Republican is down by 1 percentage point. It is getting really, really close in New Jersey. And they're saying if they can flip that state from blue to red and get a Republican governor in the state of New Jersey, it is going to be a major indicator as to what's going to happen next year, 2026, in our race and many other races around the country. Affordability, the cost of living, the cost of taxes is top of mind, not only in New Jersey, but also here in the state of Michigan. Now, Wednesday in Sparta, we had a gubernatorial debate. John James didn't show up. But every single candidate that was on the stage was talking about income tax and property tax. Carla Wagner, of course, the only candidate on the stage calling for the complete elimination of property taxes via the AxeMyTax.org petition drive. Well, now all of a sudden, these other candidates are talking about property tax reform. And that something needs to be done legislatively in Lansing. Well, Carla immediately corrected him and said, no, sorry, not property tax reform, property tax elimination. She is pushing the debate. She's elevating the discussion among these candidates. And I believe as a result of what we're doing in getting these signatures, which has now been extended through the month of November, it is going to be very interesting to see if we're successful in getting enough signatures to put it on the ballot next year. Simultaneously, she's also out collecting signatures to be on the ballot as a governor candidate. This is her sole issue, even though she's well-versed in education, she's well-versed in road funding, very, very well-versed in how the budget needs to be cut in Lansing. And through forcing Lansing's budget to be cut by eliminating property taxes, we can get it back to a reasonably financially sound level. Carla and I spoke last night, and she said, Randy, when Jennifer Granholm passed the keys to the governor's mansion over to Rick Snyder, that was the January election back in 2010, excuse me, November election where he took office, January of 2011, our state budget, folks, was $58 billion. This last budget, even with the Republicans holding out as long as they did in the House, it's still $81 billion. From January of 2011 to this year, it's gone up that much in basically 14, 15 years. It's ridiculous. The budget needs to be cut. We need to be put back on a financial stable direction for our state government financing and budget, and we need property tax relief. I don't care if it's your home, I don't care if it's your cottage, your second home up north, or commercial real estate, businesses. All of the taxes that we're paying via property taxes is a huge burden to our businesses and to us taxpayers. So again, text me AX. I'll send you the link to the website, axmytax.org. You can click on it, get a petition sheet mailed to you, or you can pick one up with your county captains. Get 10 signatures for us, sign it as circulator, and mail it back. P.O. Box there in Jenison, Michigan. The push is on. We need your help. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on the radio on Monday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track.